Supposed to start off 1 Kings chapter 22, but we're going to chase one rabbit before we get started. And then there's some other things that we'll be looking up. Turn to Numbers 14. Numbers 14 and verse 18. You remember, last week we talked about Ahab and God's judgment on him and how God was going to spare him the judgment for a time, but that the judgment was going to be on his son as he took the place of Ahab. And I told you there's a scripture in Numbers, and I couldn't remember it. Sometimes when you get up there in years, you know, they say that your memory goes, and you know what? They're right. But anyway, Numbers chapter 14 and verse 18, there's also some more things about the Lord here. The Lord is long-suffering and of great mercy, forgiving iniquity and transgression, and by no means clearing the guilty, visiting the iniquity of the fathers upon the children unto the third and fourth generation. Now, that last part there was what we were talking about last week, visiting the iniquity of the fathers upon the children unto the third and fourth generation. But there's other things in here that I would be remiss if I didn't at least hit on them just a little bit. And the first thing is the Lord is long-suffering. Yeah, God is not slack concerning his promises. He has made promises to us, precious promises. And he is not slack concerning those promises. He is long-suffering. He was long-suffering with me for 13 years. Can you imagine waiting 13 years for somebody? I mean, I'm pretty easygoing, pretty mellow. You know, I can wait out just about anybody. But 13 years is a long time to wait. But think of all those that have gone on before. They're waiting. Their time hasn't come yet. He's going to come back and he's going to take us all back with him. And they're going to come up first. And I've mentioned, you should tell Jimmy,